He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on Tuesday, March 15th. I have lost track of which episode number this is because it's been a lot of them over the last year plus at this point, but I would like to say we're making our return after a week-long hiatus. Needed to take a little bit of a mental health break as I had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life. Thank you for everyone checking in on Twitter. I appreciate the support. Anywho, so I was able to sit back and just observe what's going on with NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, both marketplaces, both communities on Twitter, and just on the websites themselves. And I gotta tell you, I really miss the old days of NBA Top Shot. It's not fair to say that with NFL All Day because it's not even public yet. But man, oh man, do I miss the old days of NBA Top Shot. I know we kind of alluded to this a little bit in the past in regards to how Top Shot handled the NBA All-Star 2022 rare set versus how it was handled back with the 2021 set. So on today's podcast, we're going to ease back into the flow of things. We're going to talk about NBA Top Shot in 2021 versus NBA Top Shot in 2022, or Series 2 versus Series 3, because I'm having a little bit of trouble trying to figure out what the hell is going on. So with that being said, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and we also talk about other NFT projects as well. But spoiler alert, there has not been a lot of good sports NFT projects going around lately. All right, and I do gotta say, it feels good to be back. Last week was the longest stretch of time we've gone without recording a podcast, and it was refreshing, all right? I definitely needed it. But now I was able to sit back and I was able to make some observations as I was very active on both platforms and on Twitter. And I gotta say, it just really had me thinking. So I know on the last podcast we were talking about how the 2022 Rare All-Star set was being handled and how I liked the way that they did it in S2 Better, where it was a expensive, highly coveted pack. And the moments, were worth a nice chunk of change. And this go-around in Series 3, it was really mind-boggling. And it's been on my mind for a while now. And I wanted to do a podcast about it. So this episode might be a little shorter, which is fine because we're on the road anyway. All right, the audio quality probably isn't great. You can probably hear, the road and everything that's going on. So hopefully it's not too poor of quality. But we got to talk about it. So in 2021, the Rare All-Star drop, I believe the pack was $249, and there was not a lot of packs. You had to get really lucky and get in line to get a nice spot in the queue to be able to get one of those packs. It was guaranteed to have a rare moment, which again, I'm just rehashing stuff we talked about 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago at this point. You guys know what I mean. So we did talk about this before and how I preferred that style in comparison to how they're doing it in S3. I do like the idea of getting a cheaper pack and, being more odds-based. You got to be lucky. But on the other hand, handling your drops that way severely changes the collecting experience. Now, is it great to get a rare moment from like a $19 or a $49 pack? Absolutely, it's a great feeling. But those odds are not in your favor. And there's a lot of people losing some money over these negative EV packs, which seems to be a bit of a trend right now across the board on all Dapper products. Now, could it be because the, you know, the mint sizes or the mint counts are so large in S3? I mean, that could have something to do with why the 60K moments are cheap. But still, a lot of them go for two, maybe $3, which isn't that far off from a 40K limited edition from Series 2, right? Those go for like $4. So there really isn't much of a difference there. But where I'm seeing the biggest difference, and it was just glaring, it was staring me in the face, and it was driving me crazy as I was trying to figure out why this was the case. But again, I come back to the All-Star Rare set. So in Series 2, remember, in Series 2, those rare moments were serial numbered to 2021, okay? It matched what year the All-Star Game was. So if you couldn't guess, last year was 2021, this year was 2022. So the mint sizes, essentially, were only off by one comparing S2 to S3. Now, I feel like a lot of people listening right now came into Top Shot roughly about a year ago, right around the time of the Seeing Stars and All-Star Game pack drops. Now, I'll never forget, because this All-Star 2021 pack drop was so highly coveted, and there was so much positive buzz and anxiety of getting in that line, hoping you were in like the top, I don't know, like 3K or 6K. I don't remember exactly how many packs were being distributed, but it wasn't a lot. So I remember just the stress of trying to get into that drop. And then after the fact, the pricing. So the pricing on the Series 2 2021 rare set was nuts when it came out. And now, yes, I understand the NBA Top Shot is in a bit of a drought right now. We've seen this before, all right? There's peaks and valleys, just like any marketplace. Right now, we are in a valley, and boy, oh boy, it's a fucking deep valley. What's the name of that trench? The deepest spot, like, in the ocean? I can't remember, like, the Mariana Trench, something like that? So you guys will probably correct me on Twitter, at CryptoBallersTS. But yeah, we're in that trench right now. It is dark, it is gloomy, it is not exciting. But I was doing some research, and I went back. I remember what the price points were on these rare moments in 2021. Fresh out the pack. I'm talking, you just rip it, you go into the marketplace, and you see the pricing. Now, just a year ago, in 2021, for essentially the same set, the Steph Curry opened up at about 4.5K. That's right, there's a K in there. $4,500 Steph Curry opened up at. And it was not a challenge reward, folks. It was just a rare moment from the 2021 All-Star Game. So Steph was going for about 4.5K. LeBron James was going for around 5K himself. And Luka Doncic was the third highest, and he was coming in at about 3.6K. Guys, that is a lot of money right there. Now, it's funny because I'll never forget that drop because, like I said, the prices were so high. And then they had the challenges. They had one challenge for a Giannis. That was the game where he shot perfect from the field. I think it was like 10 for 10 in the game or 15 for 15 on the game. And the moment was he ended up banking in a deep three-pointer, which I remember Reggie Miller like totally losing his shit over because he was going to throw away his perfect shooting streak. And he banked it in, and it was just like, it was an awesome moment. So I remember that was one of the challenge rewards. And I'm doing all this off the top. I don't remember what the other challenge reward was. That's not coming to me, but I remember the Giannis was one, and it was kind of a big deal. It was an awesome moment. But those challenges were very hard to complete because the price of the moments were so high. Now, yes, it would be a little unfair to leave out one factoid, and that was, you know, the moments opened up at that. They didn't necessarily stay at that. The Luka came down to about 1.2K, which it was hovering around for the whole duration of the challenges, really. The Steph came down to like 2.8. The LeBron was still up there, right around 4K. But that's still a ton of money. So this go-around, right? Now remember, the mint size, 2021, on those moments that were worth thousands of dollars. This go-around, they're serial numbered to 2022. There's only one more than there was last year. And guess what? The player pool is pretty much the same thing, with the exception of like a Darius Garland and a Jared Allen, two guys who probably shouldn't have even been in the damn All-Star game. Well, you can make a case for Darius Garland, as much as like I'm not a big Garland guy, but I've come around to him this year. I think Darius Garland's actually a really good player, a borderline All-Star player. Jared Allen, I am not there yet. I love the afro, love his athleticism, and just how he plays the game of basketball, but he's not an All-Star player. The NBA did my guy Jaylen Brown super dirty, and I do not forgive them for that. Anyway, I digress from my point. So let's compare the pricing from the S2 moments to the S3 moments, where the mint count is only one mint higher for the S3 moments. And the challenge awards for the All-Star games of S3, you got LeBron James game winner back in Cleveland. That's a pretty awesome moment. And a sick Steph Curry corner three ball where he turns around, he's talking to the crowd, asking if it went in. And of course, it's Steph Curry, so it went in. Two awesome moments, two awesome challenge awards. Guys, these challenges, the price to complete the LeBron James challenge was like 1.1K. That is nothing in comparison to what it was in S2. And the Steph Curry challenge, it expires today. Granted, it expires in about, 10 hours from the time of recording. But still, last I checked, the price to complete the challenge was like $920. That is light years difference from what it was in S2, with a mint count of just being one extra moment per player. So it's been really hard for me to grasp. I get that we're in a valley right now and the marketplace is in a bad spot, but how the hell are these moments that a year ago were going for thousands today are going for about $120? It's difficult, man. Like, if the mint size was drastically bigger, then it'd make more sense to me. But the fact that the mint count are essentially the same, I'm having a hard time coming to terms with it, and I can't really figure it out. All right, last year I tried to grab up as many All-Star game moments as I could so I could flip them when the challenge announcements came out, and you were able to make a really nice chunk of change off of doing that. This go around, right after the 2022 All-Star moments hit the marketplace, they opened up at $115, $120, dropped down to about 90, and you could grab them at 90, but you're not going to get a flip off of them anymore. Now you grab a moment for 90 and then a challenge gets announced, that it might go up to about 120, 130. I mean, right now I got a Luka Doncic 2022 All-Star game moment out of an elite pack, right? Totally awesome. Couldn't have asked for a better player in this release. They broke up the All-Star drop into two halves again. We already did the LeBron James side. This time we have the Steph Curry side. Back in the day, it was just one drop. Just one. And if you got a moment and it wasn't a challenge requirement for the first challenge, you just held the moment because you know that there was going to be another challenge coming. Now, they separated it, so it's easier to understand. It's harder to maneuver around for you savvy marketplacers out there. So, I got two packs of Elite All-Star moments for $49 a piece. So, I spent about a cool $100 on those packs. And the first pack that I got, because remember, you're playing the odds game, which is more understandable because the price point is so low, right? Last year, it was $250. This year, it's only $50. But there's no guarantee you're going to get a rare All-Star game moment in it. The first pack I got was a severely negative EV pack. I'm talking severely negative. So the air quotes here, special moment that I got out of my first Elite Series pack was a fucking Fresh Threads Robert Covington, bro. A Roko? Are you kidding me? You know how much I sold that thing in the marketplace for? While it's a challenge requirement? $7. That's right. $7. I couldn't even get $10 for it. And you guys know the rest of the pack was straight garbage, all 60K CCs that are worth about $2 a pop. So we're looking at about a grand total of like a $15 pack, if that, off of $49 buy-in. That is very bad. That's very bad. Very negative EV. Wasn't thrilled at all about that first one. I was yelling and I was mad that I bought two packs, because if I had another one similar to that, I would have lost my mind. So I opened the second pack and I got a rare 2022 All-Star Game Luka Doncic. Last year, you know, the 2021 rare Luka Doncic All-Star Game was going for 3.8K. I got a 2022 rare Luka All-Star Moment from Series 3. So I'm over here thinking, okay, I got Luka Doncic, arguably the most valuable player in the set. Well, not in the set, but, you know, in the challenge for Steph Curry, who is going to be a very popular player, who people are going to want to complete the challenge for. I was like, I am all set. I was like, this is going to be easy money. I'm going to hold it, sell it during the challenge, and I'm going to make a nice profit. Definitely going to get my $100 worth of Dapper back, because remember, I bought two packs for $49, and the first one was absolute garbage. So I was like, all right, so it's going to be a profitable day off of the two packs, and I totally assumed to get around $400, $500 for that Luka Doncic, which is not a stretch, especially when just a year ago, when there was only one extra moment made of the same exact player in pretty much the same exact set, just for S2, was going for multiple thousands. I was like, all right, $400, $500, I'll be straight with that. That'll be a great return on investment. Well, guess what, people? Right now, that rare 2022 Luka Doncic All-Star Game Moment has the lowest ask, just 10 hours away from the completion of a Steph Curry challenge, has the lowest ask of about $140. A rare All-Star Game 2022 Luka Doncic, $140. What a fall from grace. Just a year ago. And it's not just Luka Doncic. That's the example I bring up because that's a rare moment that I ended up getting. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. How the hell is this guy complaining? At least he got a rare moment in the pack. And yes, you know, that's true. I'm glad that I ended up getting one. I did see a lot of packs on Twitter where people were showing me they've gotten two or three or even four of the elite packs. And maybe one rare. Maybe not even one. Maybe you just get four fresh threads, and if that's the case, I totally understand that if you want to take your phone and put it behind the back tire of your car, put it in reverse, and slam that gas pedal. All right, so I guess moral of the story, and I want to thank you guys for letting me vent here on the platform. I really need it, because again, my wife does not care in the slightest when I tell her about how Luka Doncic is being disrespected. So she doesn't care. So I'm glad that, you know, I can talk to people that understand and probably feel my pain. If it's not Luka, I'm sure it's another player in the All-Star Game set that is being disrespected, that you felt like you could have got more value off of. But just seeing the pricing of this rare set, where last year, the All-Star Game set, seeing stars, rising stars, they were so much fun. An S2 and an S3, it not to mention how in S3 they didn't do any seeing stars, they just totally skipped over seeing stars. But the All-Star set got ruined, the value terrible. And then don't even get me started on the rising star side. The rising stars in 2021 was fire. I absolutely loved the set, valuable set. All the moments were great. All the moments were priced, you know, really nicely. They were all high. It felt like an accomplishment getting a Rising Stars in 2021. In 2022, you get a Rising Stars and you're mad, because you're not going to get anything for it. They're so cheap that even if you decide to complete the challenge for $80, the moment you're going to get back is going to be worth 30. Maybe 40 if it's a good player. I miss the old days of NBA Top Shot, and I'm afraid that we're not going to see days like that again. If this is the path going forward where there's not a ton of value in it, it's going to be really depressing, and I'm going to be bummed out. I'm not saying this is my resignation from NBA Top Shot. I'm still here to stay. I'm still heavily invested. I'm still going to be getting packs. I'm still going to be, you know, hoping to get some good serial pulls, which if you're following at CryptoBallSTS on Twitter, I know you're getting those good pulls. But just a year ago, it felt like an accomplishment. You got a sigh of relief if you lined up for a pack that was highly coveted and you got lucky enough to get in line. Now people aren't, you know, fighting for a spot in line. Now people are trying to figure out if they're going to buy 2, 4, or 10 packs. And the marketplace is suffering. And it's not just NBA Top Shot. It's NFL All Day and Ballers. You guys remember Ballers NFT, our friends at Ballers? You know, what? Just a few months ago, the floor for a baller was like $1,200. Right now, the floor is down to $500. All right? I feel like all Dapper products across the board are taking a hit. Now, could it be that because there's a lot of different Dapper platforms, because it was just NBA Top Shot last year. That was the only one. Now you have NFL getting involved. You have UFC Strike getting involved. You have Ballers now. There's other Dapper projects that I haven't even had a chance to look into yet. But those are the main ones, right? If I had to put them in order, it'd go Top Shot, All Day. And then probably Ballers and then UFC Strike. I'll be honest, I haven't really got into UFC Strike yet. The mint counts really rubbed me the wrong way when they did their Series 0 drops. The numbers were so high, and it totally turned me off right out of the gate. I do plan to get into it at some point, but right now I'm so focused on trying to get the NFL All Day portfolio up to par where I feel good about it. And that's what I want to talk about now, just real quick, because it's not really fair to criticize NFL All Day just yet, because it's not even open to the public yet. So as you guys know, which I believe we've mentioned this on the podcast before, that the pricing on NFL All Day is bad. Everything is really low, way lower than expected. And the packs have been brutal. They've been super negative EV, and it's gotten to a point where, quite frankly, it's getting out of hand. Now, when I got my invite to the closed beta of NFL All Day, I was so excited. I had it pinned to the damn Twitter just because I was so pumped that I got in. And every pack drop that happened, I got in line and I was very excited. I was like a kid on Christmas Eve, big smirk on my face, just waiting to get a pack. And just a couple months later, I find myself sitting pack drops out already in closed beta. That shouldn't be happening. But I willingly sat out of the last drop. Now, it was a week 18 replay drop. So I went ahead, I looked at the pack list, and I already had a week 18 pack before. I got it the first go round when it was week 18. And that was when I got my first ever rare moment. I got a rare Stephon Diggs. I was so excited that I got a rare moment out of a $50 pack. Stupid excited. And now this go round for week 18, I passed because the player pool was really shitty. And I went ahead and I looked at the value of the biggest names in the drop. And unless you were getting a legendary, which is very hard, even if you spend $250 on the premium pack, your chances to get a legendary are abysmal. Now, some people obviously are going to get them, and that's wonderful. That's great. But a lot of people that get the premium are just going to get a rare. And if you look at the select players of the rare drop for that pack drop week, you really have a choice to make if you're going to go in on it or not. Because a lot of those rare moments, spoiler alert, you can probably get for less than the pack of a price. Definitely the premium pack price. But there's even rare moments you can get for cheaper than the $49 standard pack drop. So the last pack I got, I think it was the week 17 rewind, and it was my worst pack to date. Now, I'm on the record saying that my first ever NFL All Day pack was straight garbage, and I still stand by that. But last week, or it might have been the week prior, because I sat out week 18, I think it was the week 17 drop I lined up for, that took over the mantle for the worst pack drop I've gotten on NFL All Day. It was a Laquon Treadwell, which was garbage, about the lowest ask of $4. An Atlanta Falcons moment, which is going for about $4. And the last one was a fucking Robbie Anderson. Okay, three absolute garbage moments. And that, the, you know, the total EV of that $50 pack was about $12. That's a big loss, especially when it's closed beta. These moments should be going for higher. Now, I get it. The marketplace isn't open to the public, so everyone in there right now is pretty savvy when it comes to managing, you know, Dapper products and, you know, executing moves in the marketplace. I get that. I'm still holding out hope, but unless the player, you know, the player content lists get better, which, again, they could retroactively go back and they could do a pack drop for every single week of the regular season. Okay, they can go back and they can grab all those clips, because I believe it started at week 15, with NFL All Day. I think the first ever drop was week 15. So it can go all the way back to week one. But heed my warning. You really need to pay attention to that player list, because it could be, you know, better dapper spent if you just go on the marketplace and you just buy a rare moment of a player you like for around the price of a standard pack, or it might be a little higher. Let me ask you this. That pack I just read you, right? Would you rather have a Laquon Treadwell, a Robbie Anderson, and an Atlanta Falcons defensive moment? Or would you rather get a rare Mark Andrews? Because the rare Mark Andrews is cheaper than that pack. Now, a couple angles. You could go in there and you could try to grab elite players now while the marketplace is down, and in hopes that the marketplace will be rejuvenated once it goes public, which we don't have the date yet. But on Twitter, Patrick Mahomes himself put up a video clip of him promoting NFL All Day, which is exciting. And they had a date. I believe it was March 17th was the date. They didn't say what it was for, but they did put a date up there. Could that be a date that it goes public? It's possible, but not entirely sure. And of course, Patrick Mahomes' moments took a nice little spike once that happened. So if you had a Mahomes, could have been an interesting time to sell it. Unfortunately, trying to buy his stuff right now is a little more difficult, especially if you're shooting for a rare moment. It can be tough. It took about a $200 price jump, actually. But I'm not ready to write off NFL All Day by any means. I absolutely love the NFL, and I love the product. I love the NFTs themselves. I love the whole presentation. I love everything about it. But the EV is so bad on these packs right now that it can be hard to justify spending your dapper and getting packs. It is money better spent in the marketplace for now, right now anyway. Plus, at some point, I imagine NFL All Day will incorporate some challenges and stuff like that. So I do believe that the marketplace will get, you know, like a shot of adrenaline at some point. Just not quite sure when it's going to be. But please, 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 before you spend your dapper on these packs, take a look at the pack list and see if it warrants taking a shot. I know every drop that comes out, the first thing I do is I try to take a look at that player list, and I just go right to the rares and legendary moments, more so the rares, because I'm still waiting to feel good about spending $250 on a premium pack. So if a week comes along where the rare player pool is totally loaded, like there's a Brady, a Rodgers, a Mahomes, you know, I was going to say Christian McCaffrey, but he doesn't have any moments yet. But hey, you know, maybe there'll be a Christian McCaffrey rare. So if there's a pack where there's going to be a loaded rare player pool where the EV of that moment would be around 200-ish, I take a shot at it then, because that's the only way you're going to have a chance to get a legendary for $250. Is it likely? Absolutely not. But there's a shot. And there's no shot you're going to get a legendary for $250 in the marketplace. I've been sitting back waiting for the right pack to come along where it makes sense to take the shot on the premium, but it hasn't happened for me yet. As of right now, we have no word if there's going to be an NFL All Day pack drop this week. They've been pretty consistent doing them every Friday. I know a week ago we had like two drops in the course of 1 week. So not quite sure what's going on, but that Patrick Mahomes date is coming up. So definitely curious to see what's going on with that. But when I hear more, I will let you guys know via Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Please go ahead and give it a follow if you haven't yet. It is hashtag scientifically proven to help you get better pulls and better spots in line. All right, you think I'm lying? At me, bro, and just see what the community says, because it is 100% certified, scientifically proven. And that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Balls. Thank you guys for coming back. It feels good to be back. All right, this episode is going to be up on Tuesday, so we might skip Wednesday. We might just do a Tuesday, Friday this week. So stay tuned via Twitter, and you can stay up to date on everything Crypto Ballers. We haven't used our sign-off line in a while, but because the marketplaces have been so bad lately, we're going to go ahead and leave you. The super OG listeners will know what I'm about to say here. We're going to end this with a may the marketplace forever, and especially now, be in your favor.